Tomorrow at midnight, the month of September will be half over. That means only 15 calendar days until government funding runs out. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, watching how Congress is getting closer to doing a deal and getting farther away at the same time. And David, the reason that I say that is because on the one hand, you have a movement by leadership in the House of Representatives, Republican leaders, to separate the Planned Parenthood issue that Senator McConnell has already said would never get past the Senate. That implies to me that they're trying to get closer to a deal. On the other hand, we have the Pope frenzy that's about to come to Washington and pretty much shut down operations of the government. I mean, the agencies have even told people to telework or stay home if they can. So it appears on that hand, we're getting farther away from a deal. And so it's kind of hard to see which direction we're going this morning, isn't it, David?
It is hard to see which direction because I would say they're stuck at the moment, but stuck with at least with the motor running. At the end of last week, there were a series of meetings between leadership representatives on one side and Republicans on the other, who are looking for some victory on this Planned Parenthood thing in a way that is not attached to the first continuing resolution. In other words, who are trying to decouple. As we all remember, 2 years ago, the government shut down because the Republicans insisted that any continued government operations, even in the short term, would be matched with a repeal of Obamacare. The president said no. 16 days of shutdown ensued before the Republicans gave up. So most Republicans do not want a repeat of that by attaching this Planned Parenthood defunding language. But they do still want to defund Planned Parenthood, or at least have a vote to defund Planned Parenthood. So my understanding is that at the end of last week, there was a series of meetings about, is there a way to give opponents of Planned Parenthood some sort of public bite at the apple, some sort of vote, some sort of Pyrrhic victory, so that they could make their stand, but separate from the government funding. Now, there wasn't an agreement on this. I think for those who are looking for continued government operations and no shutdown, that stands as some progress.
So I wrote on federalnewsradio.com last week that I was more optimistic than some of the budget pundits that the Washington Post published. They all estimated, starting with former OMB Director Peter Orszag, probability of over 50% that there would be a government shutdown. And I put it at somewhere around 25%. And I'm not asking you to necessarily weigh in, but there are two factors that caused me to think that. One is the political reason that Ted Cruz, although he was the driver behind the shutdown in 2013 and he's running for president and could use the publicity, he also, I imagine, wants to continue to be Senator Cruz. And it strikes me that the majority whip in the Senate, John Cornyn, who's the former Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee chairman, would be very happy to get behind an effort to primary Senator Cruz if he turns out to be the catalyst of the shutdown again. Is that a reasonable assumption on my part as far as the political part of this goes?
It's a reasonable theory. I'm not sure I would quite assume it yet, but that's an interesting theory. Taking on primarying your fellow senator from your own state would be a bold, bold move. There are also some who think that Senator Cruz is already on an up or out trajectory where he's going to run for president, and if it doesn't work out, he'll go and do other things in another 2 years. His Senate term ends in 16. My understanding is that Senator Cruz is still working on the sort of more confrontational end of this spectrum. It's also important to note that while I laid out sort of the optimistic meetings that were happening at the end of last week, there was also a more pessimistic meeting, which is there's this group called the House Freedom Caucus, which is, I guess you'd describe it as the most confrontationally conservative group, and it's about 40 members, and they, at least 30 of them, voted to insist that the Planned Parenthood language stay in the continuing resolution. So if all 30 of those, that they had a meeting and three-quarters of them voted to stick with that position, if all of them continue to stay of that position, you take those 30 Republicans and you combine them with the 190 Democrats who are not going to help, they're not going to help on this, then you're up to 220, and that's a little bit ahead of the magic number. So that's the pessimistic side. So 25%, 50%, I don't think there's any more than a 50% chance that there'll be a shutdown, but I think that would be the outer end of the optimism.
I'm skeptical, though, that given where we are and given who appears to have the leverage and the momentum in this conversation, that all 30 of those members are going to come through and are going to want to be the ones who shut the government down. Because that's really what it's going to boil down to, the way you lay that dynamic out. At least that's the way it sounds to me, David, is that if I'm the last person or two or three that votes in favor of or votes against a continuing resolution, then I'm the one or two or three that are voting to shut the government down. And I have a hard time seeing some of those folks. I respect them, and I'm not casting aspersions on their sincerity or any of that. But boy, I have a hard time seeing that they want to be the one or one of the two or three that shut the government down.
Well, you know, I think that is. If you were one of those two or three, you would say, and because people have said this to me, because I've said the same thing to you, to members of Congress from this group, and they say, that's just inside the Beltway thinking, David. You don't understand that back in my district, and, you know, name that
right,
mostly southern or southwestern or midwestern state, this is what they want. And there's a certain, you know, there were kamikaze pilots in World War II, and there's a certain kamikaze attitude to some of these people who think that their boldest thing that they can do is to, you know, sort of ultimately take one for the team, crash the whole thing. You gotta crash the plane in order to win the larger fight.
That's really an incredible way to look at it, but when you think about it that way, it makes sense, because although you'd be crashing the plane in Washington, back in your district, if that's really what these people believe that their districts want, then you would be the hero, I suppose.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah,
it's really an amazing way to look at it. I mean, that's the essence of what we're dealing with is that mentality. And I appreciate the clarity of the way that we have to understand that. What are the next steps that we can expect to see, given that we have pretty much this week to work with? Next week it's Pope fever, and that's right. And then the week after that we're there.
The week after that we're there. That's right. So today is Rosh Hashanah. There's no member of Congress needs to be in town today. Congress comes back sort of tomorrow and works to the end of the week. I think that there will be more of these meetings on the Republican side to try and come up with a plan. I think John Boehner continues to be the singularly most important person to watch. As you and I think have discussed on your air before, he has now been, you know, Speaker for about as long as most Republicans remain Speaker. His predecessor, Dennis Hastert, was the exception. Speakerships don't often last more than about 6 years, and he really has sort of a tough decision to make as to whether he wants to confront his own Freedom Caucus, right flank, kamikaze crowd, whatever you say it, or not. Because if he imposes a solution on, or tries to impose a solution on this that they don't like, there is still a chance that they will try and take him out in the middle of this term. So that's something to watch for. That could play out the last week. I don't think it's going to play out this week. It's not going to play out when the Pope's here. I think really we're going to be to the public facing. We're going to be in a stall here until that last week of September.
I am neither more positive nor negative than I was before our conversation began, David, but I'll keep this music handy in case we need it in a couple of weeks.
That's what I go to bed hearing every night.
You might want to see a doctor about that.